FM 90.3 WJTL, Peter Furler, I'm alive. Jordan Feliz, beloved, and ashes remain on my own. Good morning to you at 7:20.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny, hot, and humid. Showers and storms are possible, especially this afternoon, high 90. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and storms, low 73. Partly sunny, hot, and humid with, again, a chance of storms and showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 93. Right now, it's 75.
Today, our very special guests from International Mission Opportunities, Bola Adebisi and Tammy Motter, are with us. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Bola is the founder of International Mission Opportunities. Bola, tell us about International Missions Opportunities.
Yes, thank you very much. IMO, International Mission Opportunity, is all about providing free surgeries for people that need it the most, mostly in Africa, in Caribbean countries. Our efforts right now is concentrated in Africa. I got introduced to medical mission. Well, by the way, I don't have any medical background whatsoever. You know, I'm not a doctor. I was invited to a medical missions. I think it was like 18 or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
To come and film. My background is cinematography, you know, to come and film a documentary for medical missions. The organization was called Christian Medical Fellowship at that time. And I remember going there, and it was in Africa. I was so confused to just see thousands and thousands of people lined up. Some people my grandfather's age have never seen a doctor before. And just I thought the medical mission would be, you know, distributing things like multivitamins and just checking their blood pressure. But I was shocked to see surgeries and stuff like that being done. And I was so excited. I was talking to the president of Christian Medical Fellowship, Dr. Peter Schnash, and I was saying to him, you know, you can do this. You can do this. This is awesome. Have you thought about doing this? And he looked at me and said, what about if you come work for us? I'm like, oh, no, I am not a doctor. I have absolutely no clue. But anyway, I became the international director. My job was to go around different parts of the world to set up this medical project, recruit doctors and surgeons, and get permit from the government of the country that we're doing the medical missions. And that's how I got introduced into medical missions. And ever since then, we've been going just different places to do medical mission. Now, one story I will never forget why I knew that this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I remember in Nigeria one time, I was walking down after, this was I think 2 weeks after a medical mission we had done in a village. I was walking down the street, and if you've ever been to Africa or seen, you know, the African community in on TV, our markets are like an open, you know, place where people are just thousands of people, hundreds of people. So I was walking down the street, and you could hear from behind some lady, her voice obviously places her in the place of my grandmother type age, and just calling, sir, excuse me, sir, sir. And you know, hundreds of people walking. So I didn't think she was trying to get my attention. So I kept walking, but the voice persisted and it kept getting louder. And they're like, sir, sir, excuse me. And I turned around, like most people were turning around, and, you know, she, you know, I locked eyes with her, and she kind of nodded her head and said, yeah, you, and I stopped, and she's like, don't you know me? I'm like, sorry, grandma, I don't know, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. She's like, thank you, and she said, you guys, she pulled her dress up, you know, she had, you know, yeah. Not good visual, but, you know, she pulled her dress up, no bra, no nothing. But there was a scar in the middle of her, you know, her belly. And I, you know, immediately grabbed her dress and pulled it back down. And she said, you guys came to our village and you did surgeries for free and you saved my life. And I want to thank you. And she was about to kneel down, you know, go on her knees. And I grabbed her and I pulled her up. I said, Mama, please don't do that. You know, every time I think about that, you know, get emotional about that. But for me, when she was thanking me, I said, no, thank God. You know, we just came. We're just servants, you know, being used of God. I remember turning around to walk away. It was so surreal for me. And I said, this is what I want to do the rest of my life, you know, just helping people. And that's how, you know, God laid it in our heart to start IMO, International Mission Opportunity. And my wife and I struggled with that for a long time because we don't have any medical background. We're just a couple that lives in Dover, Pennsylvania, and God laid this big mission in our hearts, and And then we decided, you know what, we're just going to do what God has called us to do. And that's how we started IMO.
And how often do you take missions trips?
Oh, we've been going. My kids, my son is my youngest, and I have three kids, two girls. Oldest is 19, and then 17, and then Twi, my son, is 14. Well, we've been doing medical mission as a family since he was in diapers.
Wow.
Just to let you know how long we've been doing. So we take teams every year to Africa to go do medical missions.
So you're looking for folks to go with you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I always have my job is to recruit people, and it's interesting because I meet a lot of people that say, well, I'm not, you know, medical. I don't have no medical background. I can't do medical missions.
Right.
I'm like, why? I said, I don't have medical background either.
Right.
And the thing I tell them, 70% of our volunteers are actually non-medical.
Right.
You know, they help us, or us, the non-medical people, help create an environment where the surgeons and the doctors can actually do their job.
Right.
You know, so we have tons of other things that, you know, people that are non-medical can do. Yeah. So.
And if folks are interested in signing up or getting more information, they could visit you online.
Yeah, absolutely. IMO.org, IMO Missions, IMO Missions with an S, .org is where, you know, you can get information online.
And you brought Tammy with you.
Yeah.
Tammy, you've been on trips, and you are a medical professional. Tell us a little bit about your experiences.
I actually met Pastor Bola through an exchange of two kids he brought in from Africa. And it's something that's been on my heart ever since I got my nursing license. I'm an LPN. We like to say the low-paid nurses, but that's okay. I love what I do. I love it with all of my heart. And just being able to go, I get emotional, and give to these folks and to the children. We did a lot of fibroid surgeries. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of very young women who have massive fibroid problems. So just being able to go and to give and to meet the people, they're wonderful people, lots of wonderful people.
Yeah.
Very loving, very giving.
And you just went recently. This was just this past year that you went.
Yes, it was in October.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was my first medical missions trip ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Find out how you could get involved. You could visit online, IMOmissions.org. International Mission Opportunity is looking for you to be a part of something bigger than you. It's an opportunity for you to volunteer. And like Pastor Bola said, you don't need to be a medical professional, although they do. You are looking for medical
absolutely,
professionals
absolutely.
Too. Visit online, IMOmissions.org. We'll talk more with Tammy and Bola coming up in a bit. Right now, 10th Avenue North coming your way. This is No Man is an Island on WJTL.